Hazrat Anas radiyallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, narrates in hadith, لا تقول ساعة على أحد يقول الله الله. This narration is in Sahih Muslim and Mishkat Sharif, this hadith. And in this hadith, there's a very important subject and point and lesson. The first thing that we learn from this hadith, that we see in this hadith, is that the dhikr of Allah, Allah Ta'ala's remembrance, there's the method and also the guidance, the direction to do dhikr. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that that person who will say Allah, Allah, or says Allah, Allah, for that person, there's a very clear method with regards to dhikr. The first point is ismi dhat, that this is the direction for going to Allah, to remember Allah. That Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, His remembrance is from His name, it mentions. And the other point here is that in dhikr, to repeat, repetitive action. In other words, time and time again. To keep repeating that dhikr. So these are the two points that are extracted or learned from this hadith. That when a person sits to do the dhikr of Allah, to remember Allah, then if he is remembering Allah Ta'ala's name, but whatever he's doing dhikr of, but whatever he's reciting, he should repeat and taqrar, to keep on repeating the same thing time and time over and over. And ismi that, Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, his name's recitation, the remembrance of his name. If we think here that once if a person says Allah, Allah, then at least the thawab for saying Allah once is a person gets minimum 40 good deeds to his name. 40 rewards. And this is the reward for saying Allah from the tongue. 40 rewards to his name. But if you say it from the heart, the khafi silent dhikr, then multiply that by 70 and beyond. So here we see how much is attained and how the reward is increased. And this is based on our ikhlas, sincerity, and Allah's mercy. We cannot say we're guaranteed, because Allah Ta'ala is the one who gives. One deed itself is very valuable. One deed itself is very valuable. And here we have many more over. And the definition of good deed is that every good deed of a person gives elevation or progress. Whenever a person does a good deed, then he progresses, he advances. And what does this mean? That the world in the dunya and the akhirah, the individual progresses, advances. What is the progression of the dunya? What is the advancement in the dunya? In everything. So due to dhikr, a person succeeds and progresses in the world and the hereafter. In the world, his rizq, earnings will become halal, lawful, there will be blessings in his wealth, in his children there will be blessings. And the biggest thing is that the individual will be avoiding the sins, saved from the sins, he will go more towards good deeds. This is the worldly progression due to a person remembering Allah. The worldly progression. And the real taraqi, the real advancement will be spiritual and iman, that will increase and get better. So whenever a person does a good deed, a good action, then that person is spiritually improving and his soul is improving. And this advancement and progression is a great achievement. So when a person does dhikr, when he remembers Allah, he is attaining multiple rewards. Good deeds, on every good deed is progression. So the more dhikr he does, the more spiritually an iman based progression and advancement is attained. That person is improving all the time. All the time. Rather, the situation is that while the person is progressing, advancing, promoting spiritually, rewards wise, then he is attaining or she is attaining Allah Ta'ala's qurb, Allah's nearness, Allah's ma'rifah, Allah's awareness, consciousness, God consciousness, to the extent that that person then is included in the list or the group of the beloved friends of Allah. And how close does that individual become to Allah? So close that in a hadith the subject comes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes his hand. Allah Ta'ala is his stride with which he walks, and his tongue with which he speaks, and his eyes with which he sees. In other words, on his behalf Allah Ta'ala operates and gets Allah Ta'ala's focus and attention is with that person, is what this means. Alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala allows that person to drive forward to success. And the hal of that person is like what? It's like Allah says about the dhakir, that the dhakir, he increases his experience with regards to Allah Ta'ala's qudrat, Allah Ta'ala's power, Allah Ta'ala, his heart bears witness to this and testifies this through his experiences, mushahidat, through seeing. He sees the qudrat of Allah, he sees it from the eyes of the heart, from the eyes of the heart. How great an action is the dhikr of Allah. The person sees the reality in the existence and the creation from the eyes of the heart. If only we understand the importance of dhikr, that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a maqam to the human being, every human being, that whichever wali of Allah who is past in history or is present, that his initiation always began with the dhikr of Allah, the name of Allah. Their dhikr, they progressed and advanced to the spiritual heights due to the dhikr of Allah, due to reciting Allah's name, mentioning Allah's name, and they experience the qudrat of Allah through in their lives. And see how a human being gets to the heights through the name of Allah. Through the name of Allah. What a big point this is. Big ibadah, big worship. We say that we are the friends of Allah, wali, but look at the path here, that how great a path the walis followed. And they didn't just say that they remember Allah, they fulfilled the haqq of the name of Allah. That Allah Ta'ala says, say my name, recite my name. And with a beautiful, pure, clean statement and tongue and heart, they remembered Allah. The more a person is pure, then he recites the name of Allah, which is the purest. There's no name purer than the name of Allah. And it's not just having wudu, cleaning, washing the hands and the feet. And you can do wudu 10,000 times, put the fragrance on, whatever you do. It's not an outward fragrance. Internal, batini, spiritual purification is required to attain the full benefit from Allah Ta'ala's name. This is what's required. And then Allah Ta'ala's name is mentioned, and then the progression, the advancement comes, alhamdulillah, with the name of Allah. Not this that we've done wudu and I think I'm pure, I've done wudu and I'm pure. No. Or I put on the fragrance and I put on good clothes. No. This is not purity. To recite the name of Allah, we need internal spiritual purification. The batin should be pure. And the more the batin is pure, alhamdulillah, and see the rewards Allah Ta'ala has written and Allah Ta'ala gives. That a person attains the uruj, that same individual, it's that same individual, but he starts to experience Allah Ta'ala's qudrat, Allah's power, Allah's glory, due to being pure inside, and then remembering Allah. We hear regularly with regards to the friends of Allah, the walis of Allah, we speak about their kashf, their vision, the mu'jizat, the karamat, the miracles. What were these things? These were their mushahidat, their experiences. Hazrat Fadl Ali Qureshi, rahmatullah alayh. May Allah Ta'ala shower His mercy onto his grave. Ameen. And he was doing dhikr, khatam al-khawajgan with his students. And they were using the seeds, you know, the seeds, like the date seeds, to count the dhikr. And there was one date seed which wasn't really uniform in shape. Some are small, some are big, some are a little bit crooked, you could say, or bent. So one was a little bit crooked, a little bit small, out of shape, out of form. So during dhikr, that date seed was put to the side. And as soon as that date seed was put to the side, At the same time, the date seed started to speak. Subhanallah. And the date seed said, oh beautiful man, you are beautiful, you are good, I know that. And I am disfigured, or I am not as good as you. Look at me, but you've detached me from your dhikr. You've put me to the side. Okay, fair enough. Allah created me like this. Allah decided for me to be like this. I am the creation of Allah, and you are also the creation of Allah. If you like beautiful things, that's fine. Then make me beautiful. And at that same time, Hazrat Fadl Ali Qureshi, they started to cry. And straight away he put that day seed back into the mound of day seed that were being used to count the dhikr. So whenever he used to do dhikr and that day seed would come, then he'd kiss it first, then he'd put it to his eyes. and that this date seed gave me, this seed gave me hidayah, guidance. So is this not mushahida? Is this not experience? We do mushahida as well. We snore, don't we, in dhikr? We experience. That's another form of dhikr, because we are impure inside. We are contaminated. We haven't cleaned ourselves inside. Well, the name is very pure. The name is very great. How much time we are wasting. And look at the effects of this, how beautiful they are. How great they are, the name of Allah, the effect of it. But we don't allow the effect to come into our lives. Another event of Hazrat, rahmatullah, and these are things that were seen and heard. And there were some colleagues of mine who were traveling with Hazrat, and they told me this. They told me this. That, you know, the tanga, the horse cart, they were sitting on the tanga. You know where the horse is in the front, you have the cart behind with the wheels and the drivers, you know, steering the horse. And they were in some village area in the countryside, rural area. And Hazrat, my sheikh, with some of the colleagues and students, and Hazrat was sitting and the colleagues were sitting, and the owner of the horse was steering the horse. And suddenly Hazrat came into Jalal and became, you can say, a little bit concerned and passionate. And Hazrat said to the horse owner that, stop. And never did Hazrat react like this. And then the horse owner got scared. And the brother who told me this, he also got scared. And the man on the horse, because when the Waliwala comes into Jalal, then only those who know him can recognize why he's like this. So he stopped the horse owner. And Hazrat didn't know the horse owner, nor did the horse owner know Hazrat, Sheikh. And Hazrat said to him, that why, what do you do with this horse? Why do you give pain to this horse? And he was quiet, the horse owner. And Hazrat said that you didn't feed your horse in the night, and you do dhulam with your horse, you oppress it, and you utilize your horse so much and make it work so hard, and you're whipping him right now. And look, there are tears coming from his eyes. And the horse was crying. And Hazrat said, be ashamed of yourself. You should be. Why? Because Hazrat then said a beautiful thing, that Allah Ta'ala, if He makes you the horse and makes the horse a human being, and He does to you what you are doing to him or her, would you like this? Ooh, the horse owner felt so affected, the owner of the tanga. Straight away he grabbed Hazrat's feet. And he said, how do you know this, all of this, Hazrat? That I didn't feed my horse in the night. I didn't give it any hay or straw. And the horse told. The horse complained. Because this is the wali of Allah. That this is the oppression I go through and the difficulties I have to go through. So this, my brothers, what is it? These are the experiences of the clean heart. We don't do dhikr for this reason, to start seeing things or hearing things or experience. No, the heart of a person gets so clean that Allah Ta'ala says, I become his hands from which he touches, and his eyes from which he sees, and his tongue from which he speaks. Yeah, and Allah Ta'ala, in other words, Allah Ta'ala gives that full power to that individual due to the effect of his dhikr. Because the person remembers Allah, Allah Ta'ala's remembrance. In Maraqabah, Allah Ta'ala says, my servant is remembering me in his heart. This is the reason why that person spiritually reaches to the heights. Look, when we call out to Allah and we say Allah, then every repetition of Allah, there's a response for that. Allah Ta'ala responds to his servant. When the servant says Allah, 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 Allah responds to each one. Allah is so kareem as well. When the servant says Allah, then Allah Ta'ala responds. There's a beautiful explanation written on this. Some beautiful words on the explanation of dhikr. And what is the form of Allah Ta'ala's response? When his servant says Allah, 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 when a person repeats Allah Ta'ala's name and he's doing dhikr in his heart, Allah, 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 then from Allah Ta'ala's direction comes an answer. Allah Ta'ala gives a response. And what is that response? What kind of response is it? What kind of answer is it? What is Allah Ta'ala saying? Allah Ta'ala's answer, it comes in the form of Allah Ta'ala's mercy. And the answer is that whatever dua that person asks, Allah Ta'ala straight away accepts that dua. Straight away. Allah Ta'ala doesn't reject that dua of that person. The person does dua in dhikr, alhamdulillah. When he says Allah, and Allah then delivers and gives to that person what he needs, that he himself doesn't, or she herself doesn't know what she wants or he needs. But while that person is doing dhikr, Allah gives them what they need. Allah Ta'ala fulfills their du'as. This is not a joke, brothers. This is a massive, great action, dhikr. To be a dhakir, to do Allah Ta'ala's dhikr. We should hold this in high esteem, but we've made this a common thing. We look down on this. We think, oh, it's nothing. Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, Allah's name. What's the use? We have reduced it so much and we've disrespected it so much that after doing dhikr of Allah, we commit sins? Astaghfirullah. We commit sins. We've degraded Allah Ta'ala's name. We've rubbed it in the dirt. Astaghfirullah. This is another way we can look at it. That person who has the Quran in his chest. Or you have held the Quran, you are holding the Quran. And then will you with the same hand hold the stool? Will you hold the urine? Or will you hold a dirty thing? No. I've got the Quran in my hand. I can't touch something dirty with the same hand. You'll say this, won't you? So when a person's remembering Allah in his heart and you're calling out to Allah in your heart, then you commit a sin. There's nothing more impure than this. What can I say? The wretchedness of a person. The wretchedness. The dhakir, his first step. His first step that he should avoid the sins at all costs. And look, sin, for example, if we look at the Quran, holding the Quran in comparison to Allah Ta'ala's name, the greatest thing is Allah, isn't it? Allah the creator. If Allah wasn't there, where would the Quran have come? If you take Allah out of the Quran, nothing's left. So every dhikr is made with the name of Allah. And if you don't have the name of Allah in your dhikr, then you're not remembering Allah. There's no Quran if Allah's name is not in there. So everything in the world, Allah Ta'ala said, I am the creator, I am the originator, I am the controller, take the kitab. And everything becomes holy because Allah's name's attached to it. So in that heart, on that tongue that remembers Allah, that is repeating Allah's name, and then with that same body and heart, the person commits the sins and disobeys Allah, tell me then how wretched is that person, that individual? How wretched? Am I right or am I wrong? Think about it for a few moments. We should not even imagine a person who does Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, who mentions Allah's name and calls himself a dhakir, and is on the right tariqah, in the right communication with the teacher, he has a link with the teacher who's teaching him dhikr, then will I not be asked? Will we not be asked? That if we have destroyed our lives, that's separate. That's a separate matter. And what a beautiful chance Allah Ta'ala gave to us. That some people, alhamdulillah, keep repeating the name, say Allah Ta'ala's name, and they became Ali Murtada, Fadal Ali Qurayshi, rahmatullahi, Mujaddad al-Aftani, rahmatullahi, has a Baqi Billah, rahmatullahi, and others earned the fire of hell with the same name. Reciting the same because they didn't have adab on them. Tell me, if somebody disrespects the Quran, astaghfirullah, puts the Quran somewhere impure, dirty, or sitting somewhere impure, and thinks Allah's going to give him ma'rifah and nearness, can you imagine that? Will that person not get a punishment? The punishment will come, won't it? So the Quran, Allah Ta'ala's name, we don't have adab for Allah Ta'ala's name. Look how a person has stooped to the low levels. What kind of Muslims are we? That we don't have the qadr of Allah's name. If a person physically disrespects the Quran, he'll get punishment. So if we disrespect Allah's name, at least when a person sits and does maraqabah, does Allah's dhikr in the heart, repeats Allah's name, I should think, where am I going? What am I about to do? What's the action I'm doing? Allah Ta'ala's azmat, Allah's greatness, Allah's jalal, Allah's kamal, Allah's status, Allah's power. We don't have that in our hearts. We don't have this. And this is the statement of the Sufis, that the person who doesn't have Allah's greatness in his heart, doesn't have Allah's beauty in his heart, Allah's achievement, Allah's control in his heart, Allah's all glory in his heart, then he's not doing dhikr. He's not attained anything from the dhikr. Tell me that, for example, if you are attracted to someone, if you love somebody, then you demonstrate that love. And we see in the poems, it's written, your eyes, your lips, your color, and the hair. The poems, in it, they praise the exchange of love between the beloveds. And the whole sketch is there, and it shows that the person is in love with the other person. The form, the color, the eyes, or the lips, or the hair, or the cheeks, or the color of the skin, and the hairs, and the zulf. These are all spread out through the poem, through the recitation into the heart of the person, because then that person says, I am in love with the other person. Isn't it? This is in the writings we see. So how can a person be called a lover? He's calling out the name. He doesn't have Allah's greatness, Allah's jalal, Allah's kamal, Allah's status in his heart. How can we, me or you, say that we are lovers of Allah and that we are the dhakir? What dhikr is there? What love is this? Tell me. Think about it for a moment. And then, on the other side, that we have the ishq and then we do fraud and we cheat. And we don't have love with Allah, we don't know about Allah's glory, Allah's status, Allah's power, and then we claim the love of Allah. So if we have again the example of a person who loves another person, he doesn't have any love or status or any feeling or affection in the heart for the other person, then that person say, you have love for me, but you don't have any of these feelings in the heart? So how can it be? Like Hazrat wrote in his Malfuzat, and we read that there was an ashik, and he was traveling with his mahbub, his beloved, in the garden. And it was a beautiful garden. And both the beloveds were walking together. And then the ashik looked towards his beloved and said, look how beautiful is this flower. And he received a slap, that you have love for me and you are praising the flower. In other words, you don't even feel the person, the mahbub, cannot even accept for a second that in front of me somebody else or something else is being praised. In other words, the true beloveds in the world, they're everywhere, whatever you see, but only I should be seen. Only Layla should be seen. Only my love should be felt. And all of the other loves in the world and the beauty should be cancelled. Nothing should be visible to you. Only you should be seeing me, looking at me, praising me. And you should be the reflection. You should be seeing the reflection of my beauty. You know, the mahbub, this is the desire of the beloved in the heart. That this should be my acceptance and appreciation. So imagine Allah and Allah's status. Can anyone claim to love Allah and the ashik, the lover of Allah? And he says, I love you Allah and I remember you. And then Allah says, when you reach to that real station, Allah says, I become the eyes that you are seeing from, and the hand that you are touching from, and the feet that you are walking with. In other words, your everything is a reflection of Allah Ta'ala's preference and order. Look, if a person says, I'm remembering Allah, I give the example of the Qur'an. The Qur'an gives enjoyment, satisfaction. The Kaaba, how much we kiss it and we do adab with it and respect it. And the Kaaba, the tajalli, it is reaching the fairs to the people, and this is our heart. SubhanAllah. The Allah Ta'ala's name, if you recite Allah Ta'ala's name, it can make the whole life full of the nur and the light in the whole world. And the Kaaba, people say, Kaaba, Kaaba, we're going to the Kaaba. Kaaba, don't touch it, respect it, do tawaf around it, kiss it, touch it. This are the manners, the adab of the Kaaba. We do this, don't we? This is the house of Allah. And what about Allah, the Rabb himself? And I say, I'm a lover of Allah. Why have I come here? Why do I recite Allah's name? Why do I remember Allah? Have I thought, why do I do dhikr of Allah? We do dhikr of Allah, Allah, because we love you. Otherwise, the other things, Allah says, there are many other things you can do, run your shop and your business. Why do you come here to do my dhikr, Allah Ta'ala? So, thawab, reward, that's a separate issue. That's another matter. Earning reward, if we're running after reward, we will only get reward when we do the quality actions. Quality actions. For example, if you work for somebody, if you work correctly, then he will pay you, give you the wages. And for example, otherwise he'll say, here, take your P45 certificate and don't come back to work tomorrow. You see, this isn't the letter that's issued sometimes. Take this letter, the P45, the termination of your work, and don't come back tomorrow. Not a second will the employer, the boss, allow the employee to stay there if he's not working to the expectations and the demands. So Allah, the master of the universe, and we do fraud with Allah. Oh Allah, we love you and we have affection. Allah, we are your beloveds and we are your ashik and we believe in you. Remember, those people have remembered Allah correctly are those who are the ashiks of Allah, the lovers of Allah. Listen to this clearly, what I'm saying. Listen, so me and you, we've come here. Allah Ta'ala sent us here. Allah's invited us here for Allah's ishq. So that's good. We should come. It's our haq to come. We are the servants of Allah. Allah Ta'ala is our Khaliq, creator. He's given us heart and our eyes and our body and our tongue. Everything. Okay, Allah, we will love you. Allah Ta'ala says, fine. Love me. Do my remembrance. Do this openly. Nobody has Allah Ta'ala stopped. If you are disabled, you're hobbling, or whatever disability you have, or you're okay, or some people, they are modest, some people look good, some people don't look good, some people recognize others, some people don't recognize. Everybody's a different color and a form, but everyone can reach to the heights of Hazrat Rabia Basri Rahmatullah. Who was Hazrat Rabia Basri Rahmatullah? She was the ashik, the lover of Allah, and she became high in the rank of the walis of Allah. What was the situation? That she was traveling, and Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi Alhamdulillah was traveling to the Kaaba. When he reached to the Kaaba, Makkah, the Kaaba wasn't there. What he heard was that Hazrat Rabia Rahmatullah was coming to see the duziyar of the Kaaba, and the Kaaba itself went to welcome her. Allah Ta'ala says, the universe rotates and revolves on the principle of my mahbubin, on the love of my beloveds. Allah Ta'ala says, Allah says, the lovers, my lovers, who remember me, who leave, practice their life, the deen, all their life due to Allah, they have the high status and rank. We hear the names Hazrat Khawaja Gharib Nawaz. Rahmatullah. Who doesn't know him? Hazrat Khawaja Gharib Nawaz, Muhyiddin Chishti, Rahmatullah, who revived the deen and brought Islam to Hindustan, India, subcontinent at that time. When he came at that time, what was there? That I'm giving you the tashri' about the dhikr of Allah. I'm not giving you a story. You do dhikr and me as well. I am correcting myself and reminding myself. I can't tell you, you are pious. I'm correcting myself, reminding myself. But what is the status of Allah Ta'ala's name? We are so old and we've said Allah's name so many times. Allah says, this should be your conclusion if you are remembering me. Think here, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, remembering Allah. Somebody from the young age become old here. Some people got married and old in front of my eyes. Allah, Allah, Allah. But still we are like monkeys and animals. We don't even know what is the ishq of Allah, the love of Allah. How sad. From morning till evening, if you open the shop
and you have the stock there and you're falling asleep and playing cards and shataranj, and the night time comes and you've not earned anything, you're playing all the different games, blackjack, etc., then what will happen if the father comes and sees? Will he not pick up the four size shoe and says, bring that slipper, let me tell my son here who hasn't worked all day long? So 30 years we're saying Allah, 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 and this is our situation, our quality. What Allah, Allah, Allah are we saying and reciting? Tell me. Hazrat Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, Hazrat Khwaja Muhinuddin Chishti Rahmatullah Alayh, who came to the Indian subcontinent with the order of Allah, he was sent, he received inspiration and he went and he reached there, and there was the king there. At that time he was a Hindu Raja, and they saw Hazrat Khwaja Muhinuddin Chishti, and then you see his mazar, Ajmer Sharif, which is where Hazrat is buried now. And there was a person who came and sat down, two or three other people were with him. And from there, the Raja, his camels were coming, his army were coming. So the Raja said, go and sit my camels in this place. So this was the hukum of the Raja, of the king. You know, obviously Hindustan, the Raja, the leader. And Hazrat Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz didn't know him. So Hazrat Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz and the other people were sitting there, and the soldiers came and said, Who are you sitting here? We haven't seen you before today. What kind of person are you? Why are you here? So he didn't say anything. He said, we are travelers, journeymen, we're sitting here resting. What is he want to ask? He said, don't you know that Raja is here, this is his land, and you're sitting here? He said, well, what shall I do? We're just sitting here, we're not saying nothing to you. He said, stand up from here, Raja's camels will sit here, stand up from here and move from here. He said, okay, fine, no problem. And Hazrat stood up and moved away a little bit, and to a little distance, and sat down. They sat down in a certain place with his colleagues, and the camels also sat down in the place they were told to. And when the time finished, they had to take the camels away. Now the camels, they're picking them up or trying to tell them to stand up. The camels are not standing up, and they're beating the camels, the soldiers, and the camels are not standing up. To this extent that Allah allowed the camels to speak, and then the soldiers said, why are you not getting up, beating them? And listen to the answer from their tongue. They gave the answer that you made us sit down here, you forced us, the Raja, but we will stand up when Khwaja tells us to stand. Aha, when Khwaja gives the hukum, we will stand. We sat down due to Raja, but we won't get up until Khwaja tells us. And this is the nisbat. When a person who is a lover of Allah, who remembers Allah, then everything in creation recognizes him. And the water was stopped. The water source was stopped for Hazrat Khwaja Sahib. And there was a river there or a stream, and they went to get water. He told his colleagues, go and get some water. And they said, there's no water. They said, get away from here. No water for you. Run away from here. He said, no water? They wouldn't give water to drink. Is it? He said, here's my container. Take it and say to the river that Khwaja sent you, and the whole river should come into that container. The whole river came into that container, subhanAllah. And he came back with water. The whole water is dry in the river. It's dry. But these are the events. If we see that, if you look at the lives of the walis of Allah, that Allah Ta'ala hasn't said for nothing that I'm his hand, and we feel ashamed. Imagine that. What has happened that this was the ashik of Allah, the lover of Allah, true, sincere ashikeen of Allah, lovers of Allah, the examples I've given here. They purified their hearts, their batin, totally pure, then they would recite the name of Allah. Totally clean and pure, their eyesight pure, their stomach pure, their hands pure, their stomach pure. No dirt, no contamination. Why? Because we have to call out Allah. I want to call out my Lord and remember my Lord and name my Lord in the night. We don't even do wudu. We do wudu and we can't even complete wudu properly. We then try to call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh brothers, servants of Allah, why are we wasting our lives? Why? This is a very, very great situation to be in, to be able to say Allah Ta'ala's name. This great hadith of Mishkat, Hatta. This hadith in which we were given direct guidance about those people, that Qiyamah, the Day of Judgment, will not come. There are two narrations. I'm speaking the second narration. We hear the normal narration, the common one, but here I'm speaking the second subject. That's the common narration that we will hear and discuss. Hatta takunu sa'ati. And further it said after that the Day of Judgment, or the final day, will not come. The final time will not come until what time? This is first narration. That as long as there's one person on the earth, as long as there's a person on the earth who remembers Allah, recites the name of Allah, Qiyamah will not come. We read this hadith before, isn't it? I heard this, but here's another riwayah I've read to you. La taqulu sa'ati. That Qiyamah, the final day, will not come. It will not arrive. La taqulu sa'ati. Until when? For which reason? Listen carefully. Allahu Akbar. Yaqulu ahada Ahadan yaqulu Allah, Allah. As long as there's a person saying Allah, Allah, until that time, then on that person Qiyamah will not come. The person who says Allah, Allah, remembers Allah, on that person Qiyamah will not bear its effect. Imagine this, that dhikr of Allah, a person who does the dhikr of Allah, what does he become? That the whole of the mankind, Qiyamah is upon them, but on that person Qiyamah is not there. He's not having the effects of Qiyamah, the day of judgment. What do we realize from this hadith? What do we realize? لا تقول ساعتي ألا أحد سبحان الله أحلى أحدا تقول الله الله لا تقوم ساعتي. The Qiyamah will not come on that person, that individual, he or she, whoever it is, who says Allah, Allah. But Qiyamah has come. Qiyamah has to come. The day of judgment will come. So Qiyamah will not come for that person. What does that mean? Or he won't be on that person, or he won't be afflicted by Qiyamah. How will the dhakir who does the dhikr of Allah be saved from Qiyamah? It won't afflict him. See here, the shan, the status of the dhakir, of the person who remembers Allah. This is how we should be as the dhakirin. This is how we should be. Here, the world will be destroyed, the mountains will be destroyed, the day of judgment will have come, and the dead people will come in out of their graves, but the dhakir who remembered Allah, there will be no effect on him of the calamities or the punishments or the difficulties of the day of judgment. He will not realize that which difficulties the people are going through, what's happening, what time is passing, where's the fire, where's the punishment, where's the heat. Allah is Qadir, Allah is the King. The Baalcha Allah will not make the dhakir feel all of the difficulties of the day of judgment, and he will pass through all the phases with ease and speed. The hair people will be punished, and there will be the sun coming to its lowest point, people will be sweating, drowning in the sweat, and there will be a group of people, a nation, whose faces will be shining like the moon on the 14th night. And will Qiyamah come on those people? No, Qiyamah will be coming to those people who are standing naked and drowning in their sweat. Look at this. So Qiyamah, the day of judgment, will afflict those people. They'll come out of the earth will explode, and people will rise from their graves. But there will be such people who will come out from their graves laughing, smiling, and their faces will be shining like the moon on the 14th night. Who are these? The people who did dhikr of Allah. And will Qiyamah come on them? Will there be pain on them? Difficulty on them? Look. No difficulty, no problem. When they come out of the grave, when they're standing on the Hashar, when they're on the bridge of Sirat, they won't realize, because this is a hadith, that Jannah will have 8 doors, and there'll be one door through which unique, specifically the dhakir will be walking into paradise, and there'll be no accounting, no asking questions. There'll be the VIP line, the dhakirin line. This is not the hadith, it's not mentioned. We read this, we hear this, isn't it? Yeah. So, can there be a greater reward than this? So that's why I stated that Qiyamah will not be afflicted, will not affect or come down on those people who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On those people who say, Allah, Allah, what a great chance we've been given, my brothers. And we have been given the opportunity to remember Allah. So are we wasting this, or are we earning from this? Yesterday's dhikr wasted, today morning's dhikr wasted. Look at this. And if we start counting from 30 years of dhikr wasted, 25 years, but we are still alive. Today I do true tawbah that Allah, life is according to your hukam, your order, end of story. And now when I recite your name on my tongue, I'm going to purify my heart, I'm going to purify my body, and I'm going to remember you. And from today I will be an honest and a true dhakir, and inshallah from today you will become the wali if you make this promise. This is the transaction, the sale with Allah, the agreement. And from all corners Allah says, I call out to my servants, come to me until the day of judgment. What a great hadith we've got today. Allah Ta'ala is giving us this guidance in this La taqumu sa'ati, that the Qiyamah will not come on top of that person, will not affect that person. That those who say Qulu Allah, Allah, this gathering, whichever gathering says Allah, Allah, the person in darkness says Allah, Allah, in maraqba, in his heart says Allah, Allah, on his own says Allah, Allah, walking he says Allah, 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 on the tasbih he says Allah, Allah, from his tongue he says Allah, Allah, in his heart he says Allah, Allah. This corresponds to those people, to these people that I've just defined. And here's another point here, that individual, the dhakir, what a great guarantee that Qiyamah is for the whole of mankind, but there will be no Qiyamah for that person. When will the earth explode? When will Qiyamah come? When will people stand in their sweat? Where is this happening? He won't even feel it or see it or realize it. Isn't it stated in the hadith that when the Abdakir is going into the grave and he will live in the grave such a short space of time, just like that short space of time between the end of Asr and Maghrib, Allah will reduce that time. It's just like he comes out of this world, he goes into the grave and he will be transferred to Jannah very quickly. What a great ibadah Allah has given. On this condition, if a person purifies himself, his heart and his batin, then recites the name of Allah. So is there any young man who will put his hand up? Subhanallah. Subhanallah. And sells himself on the name of Allah. What a great nafs. What a great nafs that has stood here. That Allah Ta'ala has decorated the whole world and given it to us that we can crush our desires and our nafs. We can crush our nafs. Allah Ta'ala says that to oppose shaitan, to diminish shaitan, to reduce shaitan's powers. Allah Ta'ala has given us chains and powers. But those people, shaitan has been given chains. He shackles the people. When you do dhikr, you break the chains, break the chains, break the chains. Say, Allah, Allah. Allah says, you have become mine. You are my servant. In the hadith, it's stated that when a person does the dhikr of Allah, at that time, he's speaking with Allah. He's speaking with Allah. Allahu Akbar. And I'll tell you an event here. Subhanallah. I can give you a story that here, that due to that person, the servant of Allah is doing the dhikr of Allah, everything around him is proud, the creation. Allah Ta'ala says that I'm closer to you than your jugular vein. Then will Allah Ta'ala not be close? Na'udhubillah, na'udhubillah. Is the Quran lying? Astaghfirullah. Have you ever felt that Allah is close to you? If Allah is so close, and then will Allah not speak to me? Will He not listen to me? Will He not hear my du'as? Will Allah not know my requests, my requirements? Who is that friend who doesn't know the request of his friend? That for example, if I say, you're my friend, I am your friend. Will my friend not give to me if I need? So Allah is saying, you are my friend, I am your friend. The Quran is saying that you are elevating Allah's name, you're reciting Allah's name. Allah says, when you remember me, then you are my friend and I am your friend. Allah, the Rabb, is saying this. And if Allah has given guaranteed friendship with Allah, Ta'ala's names reciting and remembering Allah, then if you are a friend of somebody, will he never help you when you're in your day of need? This is the condition of friendship, that when a friend has a need, if you're a friend, then you have to deliver the friendship. Then what? You'll say that, look, I'll give all my energy, my life, but my friend, I don't want the friendship to break. So Allah Ta'ala's friendship, Allah Ta'ala is teaching us himself to say, that I am your Rabb and I love you, Allah says, and you love me. And who is Allah Ta'ala addressing this with? To which people? To which people? Which group of people? Those who say Allah, 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 who remember Allah. Yes. So those people who will have ease in the world and the akhirah, and remember the world will come to an end and the sky will explode and shatter and the world will end and the day of judgment will come. And Allah says, then if on that day you will not have any pain or problem and you will pass through with ease the day of judgment, then can a dhakir ever have problems in the world? Can he have distress in the world? Can he have a worry in the world? No way. Impossible. Now this doesn't mean that we won't be hungry or have poverty. Allah Ta'ala says that I will test you. Give you the trial with hunger, thirst, with your children, the family. You'll have tests, challenges, trials. But what will happen? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. That me and you, Allah Ta'ala, you've given me the guarantee that if I remember, la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. Allah Ta'ala says their quality is that they have no fear. They have nothing to be scared about. They are totally spending their life and pastime in the remembrance of Allah. Look, if you have the world, there are events of people who love each other. If your beloved calls you on a cold night, it's snowing, and says, I will meet you today, here, tonight, come here, this meeting place. And he will go with his shirt taken off. He doesn't want to feel the sweat because he's going to meet the beloved. He'll feel so hot inside and so full of the expectation. And you see people who go to meet each other, etc., the expectation. You hear these stories in the world that the person, due to the world, who is fun, the world is going to finish, and within a certain period of time the world will finish. We love the world so much that we don't worry about the heat or the cold or the rain. And should here, I remember a person who told me a story here in this recently. He said, I had somebody I was had a love for, and I had love for her, and he had some attraction to for a female, and she had attraction to him. And look at the extreme. And I'm the doctor, and I take away the disease of the heart and the illness of the heart. And I was amazed listening to this, that this is how much we fall in love with the dunya. And he said that I saw her, I forgot her, that I had to meet her. And the next day when I went to that place, and that girl was standing in the rain in the same place waiting for him. She said, you didn't come, but I didn't go home. I stayed here at the bus stop. Allahu Akbar. And this is the love we have for the dunya. Until the same day, the next day she was waiting. What was that fire burning? This is the ish that we should have in our hearts for our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we don't have that feeling. that Allah Ta'ala says that you are my friend and I am your friend. Can I feel drowsy or want to go to sleep in the night? No, I should do shukr. The nafl becomes shukr. We say, oh, he's reading nafl, he's striving, so much struggle all night long, Quran. But they are grateful for spending the time to remember Allah, because he's the beloved of Allah. Subhanallah, what a beautiful point. What beautiful points that teach us and make us understand the love of Allah versus the love of the world. لَا تَقُمُ سَهَدَ عَلَى أَحَدًا Allah, Allah. That the person who remembers Allah and says Allah, Allah, Qiyamah will not come on his head, who does my dhikr, Allah Ta'ala says, so how can the world affect that person? La khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. Allah says he has no issue. He's dependent from the worries of the world. And any issues and problems, he'll smile and laugh because ishq and love of Allah is in his heart. But that person who runs after dunya, whose love of the dunya, Allah Ta'ala says that if you have conviction that Allah is sending you the calamities and the problems, then you have no problem. For example, if I slap you, you'll be angry. But if your beloved smacks you, you'll say, oh, smack me again. Smack me again. You'll say, I love the smack of the beloved. The smack, isn't it? That, for example, if your beloved, a friend of yours, embraces you and he embraces you softly, you say, brother, embrace me nicely. If your beloved embraces you, say, no, I don't feel good. Embrace me harder. Embrace me harder. I need the good embrace. So Allah Ta'ala, if he gives us a jolt, he gives us tests and problems and issues, and we sit down and cry, we complain, and we start doing wazifa to remove the problem, subhanAllah, the ashik, what should he do? Allah, you've given me this pain, this distress or affliction. Fine, no problem, I accept. Allah Ta'ala is azeem. Allah is Azim. He can give whatever he wants. Allah Ta'ala can give whatever he wants. So Allah, we should say that, brothers, we should weigh. Don't weigh the problems. Oh, dhakireen, who do dhikr of Allah, that we do Allah, Allah. We should see and look at ourselves and reflect on ourselves. That what are we? Where are we standing? What gomakam? Why am I doing dhikr? Why am I doing this? So if I look at the hadith, the person who does dhikr, he will get this reward, he'll get these good deeds. That, brothers, we are doing, not doing dhikr for reward or for recognition or achievement or appreciation. For example, when you send a child to a madrasa, you give him a chocolate or a sweet in the first few days to give him encouragement. We've been taught these, mashallah, the thawab of dhikr. We know this, but the maqam for dhikr of Allah, to remember Allah, is so great, much over and beyond the thawab, that qiyamah will not affect the person who is a dhakir. Qiyamah. So what is there lacking in our lives? Nothing. What's lacking? Nothing. So we have to be honest, true dhakir. We should remember Allah in a true way, pure, sincere. Don't waste time. Do tawbah to Allah. And according to the way Allah Ta'ala has guided us, we should live our lives. Otherwise, fine, let the time continue. We waste our time. And then there's the dunya. We have the loss. Then Allah Ta'ala says that the dunya will not benefit us in the hereafter, because there's no everlasting benefit in the dunya. Allah Ta'ala says that, oh, we think we are this and we are Naqshbandi and we are pious. No, we have to do the action. Allah Ta'ala, we should do such an action that Allah Ta'ala starts to love us. Am I not right? Am I right, Haji Sam? Yes, what we discussed today is a great point. So this hadith came to my mind, I presented it to you. And this is a hadith in Sahih Muslim in Mishqat, a beautiful hadith. لا تقوم ساعة على أحد يقول الله الله. Great hadith, straightforward message. That people are afraid of death, the day of judgment, imagine. And the condition and the bridge of Sirat. These are momentous happenings that will occur. Massive occasion that will come. But the dhakir will say, I have no worry. What is qiyamah? It's not going to give me any problem. I'm prepared. Allahu Akbar. So we need to attain this maqam. So here we have to control ourselves. Recite Allah Ta'ala's name. I'm mentioning Allah's name. Hasbunallah. I'm saying, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. Great kalimat. And what a deception I'm giving to myself. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. And then I steal. Subhanallah. So I am calling out to Allah that, Allah, I trust you. I believe in you. I rely on you. And I have tawakkal in you. And then after that, I steal. I take from people. What kind of tawakkal is this? Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum bi rahmatika astaghiz. I'm reciting this, Allah Ta'ala's rahmah. And on top of that, I commit the errors. What kind of life is this? This is a drama. This is playing with the deen. This is from those people that, if people whose hearts say Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel, their actions reflect that. The people who say tawakkal, they feel the beauty and the taste and the enjoyment from this kalam. Alhamdulillah, that yes, most verily, tawakkal, I've done tawakkal in Allah. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. May Allah accept. Ameen.